The governor has eliminated a 2-year waiting period and streamlined the process to restore the voting rights of more than 6,800 Virginians, but non-violent felons still must pay all court-imposed costs before they can register to vote. And advocates with the Advancement Project say that is proving to be an impossible hurdle for people with hundreds or thousands of dollars in fines and restitution to pay off. They say voting is a fundamental right and there shouldn't be financial barriers for people trying to restore it. A spokesman for the governor says the administration is open to ideas for improving the process. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.